We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. An expert has warned that a shortage of important diabetic medication could continue for months following a social media frenzy promoting it as a weight loss drug. Semaglutide is a prescription-only injectable drug that helps manage blood sugar in type 2 diabetics, but there has been an extensive off-label prescribing for weight loss after viral social media videos on the drug's possible side effect. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app stores. Drink drivers and other serial road criminals have been handed a get-out-of-jail-free card under a controversial move to try and clear the backlog crippling the state's justice system. The Magistrates Court of Victoria has quietly expanded the responsibilities of judicial registrars to hear more serious criminal matters, but they are powerless to send offenders to prison, meaning those guilty of offences that carry jail terms are receiving fines or community work. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Brighton residents say they are living in fear and have set up multiple neighbourhood watch WhatsApp groups in the wake of two recent home invasions. Two teenagers were charged after police fired shots at a car in St Kilda after a home invasion in Cochrane Street on Saturday morning. It was the second home invasion in the affluent suburb within days. And the national broadcaster has offered counselling to staff after a senior ABC producer stripped naked in front of colleagues, wrongly believing he had logged off a Skype call. Executive producer Chris Walker, who was the partner of Gold Logie winner Carrie Bickmore, has denied colleagues' claims he was performing a lewd act. Workers were exposed to the confronting images during an online rehearsal meeting for the weekly television comedy program on May 17. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.